Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Pastor Brandon live broadcast. And this is the broadcast that hell hates, and the more you listen, and the more you know why. It's good to be here, and it's just good to come to you today, tonight, to preach the word, And we're going to have a very interesting topic tonight, and we're going to be touching on a very particular topic, the topic of Halloween, and should Christians do Halloween? The answer coming up real soon, okay? But before we dive into that, I just want to thank you all for those who are tuning in and will be tuning in. And because Halloween is coming up, I wanted to do a message about what Halloween is and, you know, what it really entails. And so, you know, people need to be made aware of what it is. And I'm not trying to condemn anyone. Obviously, there are probably those who are born again who are ignorantly doing Halloween, and this is going to be more of a kind of a it's going to give them information as per why they should stop doing those particular things. And so anyways, it's good to be here tonight, and we're going to be getting into Halloween in a moment, but it's good to be here tonight, and I just want to thank you all for tuning in. And boy, it's been a really rough week at work, and I don't know. There's some things just in my life that, you know, I've been kind of wondering and all that stuff, and they'll keep me in prayer. So please keep me in prayer. Please keep this message in your prayers. Keep this broadcast in your prayers. And I want you to pray for Brother Joey. Brother Joey, he's got back pain and stuff like that. So please keep him in prayer. Please pray for other fellow brothers and sisters. I'm not even sure if I have your permission to really explain your prayer request online. I know Brother Joey, he really doesn't mind. I don't think he does, but, you know, please keep him in prayer for his back. Pray for me. Please pray for my family. Pray for the ministry. Pray for these videos, that the videos will just be an outreach thing. You know, I want people to know the gospel truth and just the truth in general. Amen. So please pray for these videos. And so pray for the videos. And pray that God will just have his way and his will. Amen. And so I just wanted to say that for all those who tune in and watch, I appreciate you guys. Even if you guys don't even tune in, but you eventually get to these videos and watch them, I just want to just let you know that I love you. I appreciate you for even just tuning in. You know, maybe even not the live broadcast, but just the broadcast itself. And so pray, just be in prayer for those things. Be in prayer for our nation. For our president and our vice president, please pray, you know, that God will just have his way and will, amen? And so, anyways, with that said, if you guys have any prayer requests, please, if you guys have any prayer requests that you want me to share on my broadcasts, please feel free to share them. Please let me know so that, you know, if you want me to share them, just say so, you know? I can't read your mind, and, you know, just say so. Amen? So, anyways, it's great to be here tonight, and it's been a long day. I don't have this message planned out. I mean, I know what I want to talk about, but I really don't have anything planned out. I just want to just let the Holy Ghost just take over and just say what he wants said and done. And when I was at work tonight, the Lord, I just felt like the Holy Ghost sort of just gave me something. As per this topic of Halloween and why Christian, let me, before I just get into it, because I want to get into it. Let me pose this question. Should Christians, true Bible-believing Christians do Halloween? Okay? The answer to that is no. No Christian should never be involved with Halloween. Okay? Now, I do want to say this. I'm not trying to be condemning. I don't want to be condescending. I don't want to be condemning. Okay? I understand there are probably Christians that do it because, you know, fun for the kids. But you got to remember that God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Amen. So I'm going to say, I'm going to say some things that might step on toes. Okay? And I'm going to say things that probably you're probably not going to like me for. But the truth of the matter is, I have to say them. Okay? My allegiance is not with man. My allegiance is with God. I am commanded to obey and comply with whatever God needs me to preach or teach. I need to comply to God and what He tells me to do. I have to be in compliance with the fact that if I see something that is wrong, I have to blow the horn. Amen? So, I'm going to say some things that is probably going to rub people, probably not the right way. And I'm probably going to be saying some things that, well, when I say rub people the wrong way, here's what I mean by that. I'm going to be saying some things that are probably going to be stepping on toes and that is going to make people feel uncomfortable. Okay? But the truth of the matter is, people need to know the truth about what Halloween really is. And they need to know the truth of where these traditions stem from. Because whether people realize it or not, these traditions may seem harmless and really just sugarcoating it, as you will. Pun intended, by the way. But we have to understand that just because something may seem harmless doesn't mean it's harmless. It's still a form of worship, and people need to understand that it is. Okay? Now, maybe I'm wrong. So, with that said, we're going to go ahead and dive into it. Okay? And I'm going to try to preach this in love, but I'm going to try to preach this without sugarcoating any of it. Okay? So, Halloween. Should Bible believers be involved with Halloween? The answer is no. Bible believers should not be involved with Halloween. Because Halloween is a satanic high day, and it's not Christian. Okay? Halloween is a satanic Luciferian, it's a high day called Samhain that is a human night sacrifice night. And I should say nights. Okay? Halloween is something that Christians should be actually praying against. Okay? Because Halloween, like I said, has nothing to do with Christianity and has nothing, and everything that Halloween is, Halloween is everything that God says you're not supposed to do. That's what it is. And I know people are going to hate me for that, but I'm going to show you and do some comparisons, and we're going to go into scripture as to why Christians should not be a part of Halloween. Okay? To start off, if you have your King James Bibles with you, okay, I want you guys to turn with me, okay, to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. 2 Corinthians 6, 14. Okay? It says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk with them, and I will be their people. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, with, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." Halloween is not some cheery, bright holiday that Christians can take a part of. Halloween is a very sinister, satanic high day, and that has nothing to do with God. And God says you're supposed to be separate from that. Okay? Halloween is darkness and God is light. The darkness and light do not coexist. God says you are to be separate. You're to separate yourselves from darkness. Okay? You're supposed to separate yourself. Righteousness does not have concord with unrighteousness. So what makes you think that Christians can do Halloween? See, for Christians, for Bible-believing Christians, to do Halloween is a big conflict of interest. And it's a big conflict of interest because it's just like so-called Christians, or people who call themselves Christians, getting themselves involved with Harry Potter. Here's why I say that. Because Halloween is a Luciferian satanic holiday. Okay? The Luciferian religion is witchcraft. And Christians are to be separate of witchcraft. They're not to be getting themselves involved with witchcraft. They are to be separate from witchcraft. And so, for born-again believers to getting themselves involved with Halloween is a big conflict of interest and cannot coexist. Amen? Now, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians 5:11. Ephesians 5:11. Okay? It says, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." Okay? Remember that witchcraft is darkness. We are not to be partakers of it. But we are to reprove it and expose it. Amen? Now, let's go back to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 21. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 21. Okay? It says, ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Okay? That's another reason why you shouldn't, why no Christian should be getting themselves into Halloween. Because Halloween is a witchcraft holiday. And you cannot partake of the Lord's table and yet still... You cannot partake of the Lord's table and think that it's okay to also partake of the table of devils, which is Halloween. You can't do that. Okay? You can only have one or the other. And I'm going to tell you something. There's even a lot of Satanists that have come out and said and have mentioned about how surprised they are to seeing Christians getting themselves involved with Halloween, because Halloween is a satanic high day. Actually, it's high days, because Samhain, or Halloween, if I remember correctly, if my memory serves me right, it starts on October 30th, and it goes through November 1st. And November 1st is what they will try to say is All Saints Day, but really, from the 30th to the 1st, and even the 31st, all those 3 days are the top humanite sacrifice of the occult. And those 3 days are indeed Samhain or Halloween. So, should Bible believers get themselves involved with Halloween? According to what my Bible says, no, you should not. Okay, now I want to encourage now for those of you that are believers that have gotten mixed up in the Halloween, I want to encourage you and I want to challenge you. Okay, number one is take what I say and match it with the Bible. Okay? And number two is I want to challenge you that if you've gotten yourself mixed in, it doesn't mean that God hates you, okay? God loves you, you know, but God wants to show you that this is something that you shouldn't partake of, okay? God wants you out of that. He doesn't want you getting yourself involved with it, amen? Now, I do want to say this. When it comes to Halloween, I know people will say, well, it seems like it's, you know, harmless and, you know, it's harmless and it's all but fun and all that stuff. But if you know where all these traditions stem from, okay, if you know where all these traditions stem from, okay, you'll understand that it's very wicked and satanic. Okay? It's very evil. It's very wicked. And God's people should have no part in that. Okay? Now, I want to kind of give you some history on this, but at the same time, I want us to observe. Okay, I want us to look and observe what the Word of God says, but I also want to take you through history and show you why Halloween is not a good holiday. And I'm going to compare the past with what we do as tradition. Okay? Now, if long, even before Christ, even... Okay, I'm not even sure the exact year, but there was a group of people, okay, called the Celts, okay? I don't know if, you know, I don't know really much about them, but there was a certain group of people called the Celts. Now, the Celts, there was a priestly course within the Celts called the Druids, okay? So, here's what would happen. Now, I'm sure you're probably familiar with Stonehenge, you know, all these Stonehenges, like in Europe and the United Kingdom and stuff like that. And you say, well, that's really cool and more, you know, magnificent and stuff like that. But if you really know what really went on there, it's not as pretty as you think it is. Okay? Now, these Stonehenges served as a purpose for these, for the Druids. Okay? The Druids were a priestly class within the Celts. Now, the Druids would go to Stonehenge 8 times a year. Okay? Now, the reason why I say that is because there were 8 nights of human night sacrifice. Okay? Now, I'm not going to get into all 8, but we're going to actually be getting into one particular human night sacrifice, and that is Halloween, Samhain. Okay? But they would go to Stonehenge 8 times a year. Okay? One of those times is Samhain or Halloween. And it would last, it was a 3-day human night sacrifice deal. Okay, so now at Stonehenge was also used as kind of an observatory and you know, to kind of, you know, to look, observe like the stars and stuff like that. So it was kind of like a, you know, it was kind of like a multi-purpose use for it. Now, the Celts, the Druids were very, very wicked people. They were vicious. I mean, they were going out and releasing spirits, which they shouldn't have been doing, okay? Now, here's what the Bible says about that, okay? You know, in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 27, it says, "A man, also a woman, that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones, their blood shall be upon them." Okay? Now, these Druids on the night of Samhain, the first night, what they'd do is they'd kind of get together and they would dress up in these costumes. Okay? And they would be releasing these spirits, familiar spirits. And, you know, it takes someone to be filled with a familiar spirit to release them. And these Druids had spirits. Okay? They were possessed with spirits, things that they shouldn't be possessed with. Okay? Now, what they do, what these Druids would do, okay, they would take like a big old like thing, like I don't know, like a big old pot, and they would fill it with an apple cider substance, and they would heat it up. They would heat it up, okay. They would heat this apple cider substance, and what they do is they would put on these costumes. And they would go out trick-or-treating. Now, what does that sound like? That sounds like what we do today with our kids. We dress them up in costumes. And some of them could be like little gods. And wizards and vampires and all that stuff. Okay, but God says you're not supposed to be in touch with familiar spirits or wizards or anything like that. You're not supposed to be in touch with that. Touch not the unclean thing. Okay? God has specific laws and rules. Now, God's not saying this to be mean, but he's saying it because, you know, you're not supposed to, you know, you're not supposed to deal with them. Okay? Now, let me give you another verse here. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31. It says, "Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God." Okay, so what happens, what we do is we dress our kids up in these costumes and we send them out trick-or-treating. Well, that's what the Druids did, okay? The Druids would dress up, and the reason why they would dress up in these costumes was it was to serve as protection of the spirits that they would be releasing that evening. Okay? And by the way, you know, like I said, that sounds an awful lot. Now, of course, our kids are not going to go out and start releasing spirits. But just like the Druids, we dressed our kids up and sent them on our way. Sent them on their way to go to house to get candy. Well, the Druids, you know what they did? They went trick-or-treating. They went from house to house. They didn't do it for candy. The Druids did it for human sacrifices. So they'd get to a house. They'd say, trick or treat. The Lord of the Manor has a choice. They can give up one of their own to these Druids as a human sacrifice. And if they did, what the Druids would do is they'd take a pumpkin and fill it with human fat, and they'd light the thing on fire as protection for those, for the people of that house against the spirits they're going to release. Now, if they didn't cooperate, what the Druids did was they'd take something and they would draw on their front doorstep in human blood a hexagram, which is a six-pointed star. And someone that night would die out of fear because of it. Okay? So either somebody would die out of fear, or they'd have to be give someone up for a human sacrifice. That's what the Druids did. Now, when we send, when people send their kids out, they get candy. Okay? And what you see on the doorsteps, you see jack-o'-lanterns. You see the pumpkin filled with human fat. That, you know, our jack-o'-lanterns stem from that particular thing. The pumpkin filled with human fat. Because what do people normally do? They carve a pumpkin and they put a candle, or they put something in the pumpkin to light it. Okay? So you see there's a parallel though there. Okay? Now, so what these Druids would do is as soon as they were done trick-or-treating, they take all the people they gather and they head back to Stonehenge. And what they do is they would put an apple in this apple cider substance. And if the people can get it out on the first try, they can go and be on their merry way. Now, my question to you is, if that were to ever happen to you, would you probably would want to reach in there and do it, right? Because you don't want to be sacrificed. You want to be set free. Here's the problem. While the Druids went out trick-or-treating, that apple cider substance had been boiling for hours. So that substance is extremely hot. And if people even attempt at it, and even actually got it, they'd have issues, like hearing issues or just issues with the skin because of it being so hot. Now, if someone attempted it or didn't want to attempt it, they were beheaded right there and then. And to this day, if you go to Stonehenge and you look underground, I'm more than willing to bet you there are human remains underneath Stonehenge, because those were sacrifices that the Druids did, or they had them killed during Samhain or Halloween. Okay, now at the same time, these Druids would send out these spirits, and the reason why they do it, because in witchcraft they believe. In Satanism, they believe that Halloween or Samhain, the veil between our world and the spiritual world thins. So it's easy for spirits to get in or to come out into our world and to out in the open. So it's easier to release them. That's what they believe. Now, you know, in Ephesians 4:27, it says, neither give place to the devil. Okay? These druids just released devils. But God's people are not to give place to the devil. They are not to give place to him. They are not to mingle themselves with a humanite sacrifice night. Because that's even today. See, we think that, you know, Halloween is harmless and we send our kids out. But here's what people don't understand. There's still witches and wizards. There's still warlocks that do these humanite sacrifices without you realizing it. So is Halloween really a truly innocent holiday? No, it's not. Because why would anybody be a partaker of, why would anyone be a partaker of a humanite sacrifice night that's really heavily heavily emphasized, especially even now in our days, heavily emphasized on in the occult? The Luciferians, the Illuminists, which actually some actually argue or present a case that the Illuminati, the people of the Illuminati, are probably the modern day druids. Could be. Very plausible. Here's the thing. Ephesians 5, 6 through 12. Okay, turn with me to Ephesians 5, 6. Chapter 5, verses 6 through 12. Okay. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Amen. So, here's the thing. So, when we take a look at the Druids, okay, they made these people bob for apples, which, by the way, when you go to Halloween parties, what is, like, one of the main things they like to do? Bob for apples, except they get a big old pot, fill it with water, they throw apples in there, and they, you know, you bob your head and try to get one. Well, that comes from that particular thing, okay? Back then, they bobbed for apples, but it was in hot apple cider substance, okay? Now, you see that there is a heavenly, there's a really very heavy connection between what they did, what the ancient druids did, and what we do. There's a clear connection. Okay? Now, I want to say this. Okay? The church has kind of got themselves hooked onto Halloween and stuff like that by doing things like harvest festivals and trunk or treating. Okay? I disagree with all that. Okay, because harvest festivals and trunk or treating is really trunk or treating, which is basically going from one car to another car to get candy. It's basically trick or treating, but with cars. Okay, it's just repackaged. Okay, it's all repackaged, and the thing is, the reason why it seems all harmless and fun is because they take something that's actually sinister and wicked and evil, and they repackage it, and they change the name of it to make it look attractive. They do. Now listen, like I said, I know there are probably many people who are probably well-intended, born-again Christians who go through Halloween. Okay, I want to give you encouragement that this message is not meant to condemn you. This message is to give you information on what Halloween really is about. Because Halloween is not a Bible Christian holiday. It is a pure satanic holiday, which in Satanism is really witchcraft. So for Bible believers to get involved with Halloween is like saying that Bible believers can be involved with Harry Potter and witchcraft. But let me tell you something. For a Bible believer to be involved with witchcraft is a huge, and I'm talking a big, conflict of interest. We just read that we're not supposed to fellowship with unfruitful works. And I'm going to tell you something, is that we have to understand that, you know, we need to understand that, you know, oh no, I lost my train of thought. but we have to understand that we cannot, we are not to have fellowship with darkness. We are not to mingle ourselves with wicked people. Amen? We're not to mingle ourselves with a wicked and evil holiday. Okay? Let's see here. Okay. And by the way, kind of going back to how they repackage it and how people will say that Halloween is all innocent and fun. Let me tell you what it says in Isaiah. Okay. This, and I'm going to tell you something. This is going to probably step on a lot of toes. Okay. But in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Here's why I say that. Because we need to understand that when people say that Halloween is just harmless fun, what they're really saying is there is nothing wrong with Halloween. That Halloween can be a good thing, a good and fun thing. The moment people start thinking that, be very careful. Woe unto you that call good evil and evil good. People who think that Halloween or Christmas, and by the way, Christmas is another satanic high day. People don't realize that. And I might preach a message on that when it comes time closer to Christmas. Okay? But and by the way, Easter is another high day too. Easter is not a Christian holiday. It's a pagan fertility holiday. Easter. Easter is the worship of Ishtar. Okay? But people who take these repackaged humanite sacrifice nights and call them good, woe unto you. Woe unto you. Okay? Listen. God just wants his people to be free. Amen? And the truth shall make you. Here, let me pull that up real quick. Okay. Shall make you free. Jesus says in John chapter 8, verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The reason why I'm preaching on this is because people need to be made free. Amen? In John chapter 8, verse 36, it says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Amen? Listen, I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm not trying to pick on anybody. But people need to know that Halloween is a wicked and evil, an evil, wicked, satanic holiday. Okay, now, like I said, harvest festivals is just another repackaged way of maybe Christianizing Halloween. That's not right. Okay? Let me plead with all those who are true Bible believers. Let me plead with you. Please come out of her, my people. Jesus says, come out of her, my people, lest ye be partakers of her sins. Come out of witchcraft. Okay? Let me tell you something. This is going to hurt. Okay? But you know what? Even I need to be broken. In order for Christ's strength to be perfected, we need to be broken. Amen? Now, I'm gonna say something that's probably going to make even more people not happy with me. But I touched on witchcraft and how Halloween is witchcraft, okay? Listen. I'm just going to read the scripture. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Let me tell you something. If you think you can be a born-again Christian and be in witchcraft, you cannot have two things. You know why? Because if you get yourself involved with witchcraft, with Harry Potter, with this humanite sacrifice night, you are in rebellion against God. And God said that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Let me tell you something. You know who heads up witchcraft? That is Lucifer. Why? Because Lucifer rebelled against God and wants to be worshipped as God. He rebelled. God's going to kick him out. He's not kicked out yet. I don't believe he is. You know why? Because Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Okay? Satan is going before our God and accusing us. But you know what? Jesus Christ is our mediator. He says, I already took care of that sin. Satan's going to be kicked out. Okay? He's going to be cast down. Okay? And he's going to bring, he brought a third of the angels with him. Okay? He brought a third of the angels with him. And those angels are demons. Okay? Now, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Okay, 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. The devil is as a roaring lion. And by the way, he will entrap you into thinking that Halloween is just a simple, you know, fun holiday that's harmless. Halloween is not harmless, guys. If you have such a zeal for the Lord Jesus Christ and you serve him, I'm going to tell you something. One of the days you're probably going to feel backlash is on Halloween. Because spirits are going to attack. Okay? Okay. Proverbs 22, and here's the thing. Here's why we need to train our children, okay? So they don't think that Halloween is some simple and harmless, you know, holiday, okay? Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Let me ask you something. Are you willing to tell your kids the truth about what's really going on with these human sacrifice nights? You know, and what I mean by that, I don't mean get graphic and gory, but, you know, be able to put it to them and be able to tell your kids and tell them in such an understanding way that they grasp the truth that, no, it's a bad holiday. That makes sense? We need to, by the way, what I mean by that, we need to train our kids up in the ways of God. We need to be training our kids up in the Word of God and not training them thinking that Halloween and all these other holidays are just simple, harmless fun. Because the truth of the matter is, it's not. Okay? Let's see here. I think that's just going to be it for my notes. I think I had a lot of scripture that I wanted to I wanted to share, and I think that's about what I'm going to do for that. But here's the thing. Listen, we have to understand that Halloween, again, like I was, and I've said this many times, and I know I'm being repetitive, but Halloween is not a Christian holiday. Now, going back to the question that I mentioned, okay, should Bible-believing Christians do Halloween? According to what we saw, the answer is no. It's not Halloween is not a holiday to be getting yourself mingled in. Amen. Listen, I love you guys, and I'm not trying to be mean, but I have to preach on this. Okay? I love you guys, and because I love you, I tell you the truth. Okay? But listen, don't take my word for things. Okay? You take what I say and you match it with what this Bible says. Amen? You take what I say and match it with this. If what I said doesn't match with this, then let God be true and every man a liar. Okay? If I'm wrong, I will have to give an answer for that. If I'm wrong, I pray and ask the Lord to correct and to chastise me for what I said and to correct me on it. But if I'm right, then I pray that He will show you what I'm talking about. Amen. So, with that said, don't take my word for things. I want you guys to be Bereans. I want you guys to search out the scriptures. Amen. Now, I want to give an invitation. Okay? Believers. Okay? To you believers. If there's anybody that is born again. Okay? And watching this, I pray and hope that you don't take what I've said as a condemning thing. I hope and pray that you can take what I say and use it as an encouragement and as an informative video. Okay? I hope and pray that you get something out of this. And I want to let you know that God loves you. Okay? Believer, I want to let you know that God loves you so much. Okay? And I know that there might be some things I said that may have hurt and may have stepped on your feet and toes. But if that's the case, if I said was right and you feel conviction, it wasn't me convicting you, it was the Holy Ghost convicting you. And my prayer and hope is that if the Holy Ghost is convicting you on this, that you would repent of your sin and come out of it. And by the way, if the Holy Ghost convicts you of it, that means you're His child. He loves you. He's just trying to correct you. Okay? For the non-believer, okay, I want to let you know that Jesus Christ loves you. Okay? Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow might be too late. Jesus Christ wants you to come to Him and have a relationship with Him. Amen? Jesus Christ wants you to be saved. He does not want you in rebellion anymore. Jesus Christ wants you to confess and forsake your sin, to call upon Him and put your faith and trust in Him today. Amen? Listen, the Lord Jesus Christ, He loves you too. But the thing is, He loves you to where He gave His life for you. Amen. He died for the sin of the whole world. But just because He loves you doesn't necessarily mean you're under His love. Because non-believers are under condemnation. Non-believers are under, you know, God is angry with the wicked every day. Okay? Listen. God, it's not God's will for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. Today is your day to repent. If you want to know how to be saved, okay, you go before the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jesus Christ, who is God in the flesh. You repent of your sin. You ask Him to forgive you of your sins. You ask Him to cleanse you and to wash you and to fill you with His Spirit. At the same time, you must put your faith and trust in what He did for you at the cross. Amen? Jesus Christ died so that you may be free. And have salvation, that you might be saved and be free. Amen. Jesus Christ died so that He can give you a way out of witchcraft, so that He can give you a way out of the things that are putting you in bondage. Why? Because Jesus Christ, it is in our Lord's heart and desire that people can be set free and made free. Amen. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, lest Satan get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. I just want to let you know that the reason why I taught this is so that you guys can be informed. Amen. Halloween is not a Christian holiday. No matter what churches do or say, okay, if there's anything that is contrary to the Word of God, if something is contrary to the Word of God, and by the Word of God, I mean your King James Bible. If there is something that is contradicting it, then that very thing that's contradicting it is wrong, and the Word of God is right. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. I hope that you guys got something out of this. Okay? And I don't want to condemn anybody, but I have to preach the truth as it is. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. This is Pastor Brandon. I'm going to be signing off for the evening. Tomorrow, we'll see. I might do a live devotional tomorrow, okay? So you stay tuned for that if the good Lord wills. You pray for me, pray for the video, pray for all my videos. And listen, I love you guys. God bless you. I hope you had a great, great week. And I hope you're having a great weekend so far. I want you guys to have a good day tomorrow in the Lord's house. Amen. I want you guys to have a good day in the Lord's house tomorrow. For all you believers. Listen, I love you guys. God bless you. This is Pastor Brandon. I am signing off for the evening. Till next time, remember, I want you to think Bible. I want you to breathe Bible. And I want you to walk Bible. Amen. Listen, and when I mean walk Bible, I mean walk by the Word of God. Walk and stand on the promises of God. Amen. Listen, you guys have a great night. God bless you. We'll see you next time. Love you. Bye.